This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 900,000 cases of coronavirus have been officially detected worldwide since the December outbreak in China. Of those cases, more than 45,000 people have died. The pandemic has touched 187 countries and territories globally. It is spreading fastest in the United States, where nearly 4,500 people have died from their more than 203,000 cases. This includes a six-week-old baby who died in Connecticut. Italy has the most fatalities with 13,155. A climate summit scheduled for Glasgow in November has been postponed to 2021 due to the coronavirus outbreak. Finland said Wednesday that the COP26 climate conference will move from November to next year due to the global coronavirus situation. The White House warns Americans be prepared. The task force dealing with the coronavirus crisis for the country says as many as 200,000 people could die from COVID-19. That is, with Americans' social distancing. But it can be avoided if virus mitigation continues. The peak number of deaths is expected over the next 2 to 3 weeks. The USNS Comfort has arrived in the U.S. state of New York to free up hospital beds in a city desperate for help. New York City is largely considered the epicenter of the U.S. coronavirus outbreak. The ship is just one of many military assets deployed to help the national response to the virus. The U.S. government says it's postponing court hearings for non-Mexican migrants waiting in Mexico due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Department of Justice and Homeland Security said in a joint statement the hearings would be postponed through May 1st. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson lamented on a Twitter video that it has been, quote, a sad, sad day, end quote. He's referring to the latest data showing a record increase of deaths in Britain. Fatalities rose by 563. Also in Britain, a man who coughed on a police officer and threatened to infect him with coronavirus was sentenced Wednesday to 6 months in jail. He was stopped by an officer Tuesday after allegedly trying to open car doors in central London. That's when he declared himself COVID-19 positive and coughed on the officer. Confirmed coronavirus cases in Spain rose beyond 100,000 as it recorded its biggest one-day death toll from the outbreak Wednesday. This as two planes packed with protective equipment arrived to restock an overloaded public health system. Besides Italy, the virus has killed more people in Spain than anywhere else. A record 864 fatalities on Tuesday took the country's overall toll to 9,053, according to the health ministry. China's National Health Commission announced Wednesday it has more than 1,300 asymptomatic coronavirus cases. The first time it has acknowledged cases of people testing positive for the virus but not showing symptoms. China reported dwindling new infections Wednesday. The National Health Commission said almost all of Tuesday's 36 new cases involved arrivals from overseas. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Wednesday the government was expanding a ban on non-Japanese entering the country. 73 countries will now be included. That increases the number by 49, including the United States, China, and South Korea. The Wimbledon Tennis Championships in London is canceled. Widely considered to be the world's premier tennis event, organizers said the tournament will be rescheduled for 2021. It will be the first time since World War II Wimbledon has been canceled. A senior Saudi official urged people planning to make the Hajj pilgrimage to hold off on deciding for now. Muslim pilgrims are planning to descend on Saudi Arabia from all over the world in late July to perform the once-in-a-lifetime religious duty. But with the virus pandemic and Saudi Arabia already banning entry to Mecca and Medina, the Saudi Hajj and Umrah minister told state television people should wait for more clarity on the situation. Brazilians protested for the 15th straight night on Tuesday from quarantine, many speaking out against President Jair Bolsonaro by banging pots and pans as his speech on the coronavirus was broadcast on national television. He is one of the few world leaders who has insisted the virus itself will cause less harm than shutting down the economy. Via remote from Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. Oh.